Welcome to the Zariah Effect.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect.
DJ Primo TV.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect podcast.
Hi, welcome to the Zariah Effect.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect podcast.
Hey, what's up? You listen to the Zariah Effect.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect.
Hi, welcome to the Zariah Effect.
And now, you're currently on what the people are saying is the best podcast in the world. You know what I'm saying? The Zariah Effect.
You know when you just go on TikTok? You know when you go on TikTok and you see those videos? You see those videos where, you know, you are on the street or somebody's on the street rather, and they just say, oh, pick between this and this. Oh, would you give 5,000 to the less privileged, or would you take 1,000 for yourself? Oh, would you take one of this or double it and give it to the next person? Or you see somebody running to the supermarket and say, oh, you have 30 seconds, pick anything you want and it's yours. Oh, do you want to pay it forward? Oh, this, oh, that. Let me tell you this. One of my biggest dreams and one of my biggest, not even dreams, I think it's not even a dream, I can't do it. But like, one of the things that I want to do in the future is just be that, like, just be giving randomly to people because I'm bored and because it makes people happy, because I love making people happy. And that's no crime in doing that. But it's just some places that you find yourself that you just have to dead that nice guy in you and dead that soft spot. And one of those places is Nigeria. If you have a soft spot in Nigeria, Get ready for pain. Get ready to receive rubbish. Get ready to get into trouble because they play. That's all I can say. They play. You know why I thought of this topic? I just thought of how everything that you can possibly think to do that's nice in this country can just turn around and come and bite you in the ass. And you just think, oh, but let me still be nice. They play. That's all I can say to you. Stay there. Be playing with yourself. Because it's going to come and bite you in the ass. So just remove your eye from that. Yes, be kind. Yes, be nice. Just some things that you don't really think about. You don't even think of how this can go wrong. Will just go wrong. And will come and bite you in the ass. Now, something that you thought was nice will not come and put you in trouble. And you'll be asking yourself, why? And before you know it, you'd enter your villain era, because one nice thing you decided to do came and put you in trouble, and now you're a villain. You're in your villain era. Everybody has to stay away from you because you are now a villain. Something that a lot of people do not think about in this country is giving food to kids on the road. Now, if you're not familiar with Nigeria or maybe other African countries, I have no idea, but in Nigeria, they have a lot of beggars on the street. Now, in other countries, they have homeless people on the street. They're not walking where cars are passing. Like, that's just not proper, to be honest. But in Nigeria, beggars, they walk where cars are passing. Like, they're coming to your window, every window. And, you know, you just look at them. And obviously, you feel bad. I feel like when it comes to kids, like, when it comes to adults, I'm just wondering, please, why are you still having children? Why? Why? Some of them are even pregnant on the road. And I'm like, why? Like, where do you even do the two? Where? You know, they're having kids, multiple. I'm just like, wow. But then when they have the kids, nothing can be done. So I just feel bad for the kids. And, you know, in your head, you're like, oh my God, let me just give out money. Let me give them food. You're just passing. And then I just say you got something, like two things. And then you're like, oh, let me just give them one. Because you're in traffic. Like, you might buy the food to eat in traffic. And then you just see them and you're like, oh, let me give them. Now, I'm not discouraging you. I'm not saying that, oh, it's a bad thing to give. But let me tell you this. How do I put this? Kids are very fragile, right? And you can easily get in trouble for giving kids food. I'm not discouraging you, but I'm just telling you that you have to think more wisely and more constructively. Kids have allergies. Kids have sensitivity issues. Anything could go wrong from the food that you're giving them, and you're just going to put yourself in unnecessary trouble by giving those kids food. And I get you just want to be nice. Me too, I want to be kind, I want to help. Even when I was younger, like, there was a rule, please do not give anybody on the road. It's risky, it's dangerous, you never know what could happen. But I was always like, I don't care. nothing's bad is going to happen to me. And I just have never been super like superstitious and everything. So I was just like, what's the worst that can happen? But then the worst that can happen is not that they will curse you or they will use the money and do a ritual. The worst that can happen is something bad could happen to the child. They could be allergic. Anything could go wrong from the food that you give them. The food does not have to be poison. So you just have to think more critically and not just, you know, having a soft spot and just thinking, oh, they do this all the time on TikTok. Let me just give them food. Like, it's a nice thing. It's a kind act. But sometimes you just have to just dead that kindness that you want to do. There are other ways to help. I don't even know the other ways to help because nowadays everything is just becoming bad and becoming risky and becoming something else. But yeah, like sometimes you just have to put yourself first and just think that, oh, you know, this nice thing that you want to do may just come back and bite you in the ass. And sorry, that's all I can say. Sorry about that. But if you want to have a soft spot in this country, be ready. Be ready to accept the worst of the worst. Oh my goodness. Even sometimes you would, you know, you'd help somebody, right? Like, you give somebody something, not even beggars, like people day to day, maybe somebody that works for you, a staff or something, or even just a regular human being, a regular person, a family member, you know, them distant family members that just use your parents for money. Let's just call it as it is. Now you give them something once, you help them once, they would now expect you to do it 1,000 times. And the one time you don't do it, just know that you're going to be a bad person. So before you get into, you know, the mess of doing something for somebody and expecting, or them expecting you to do it again and again and again, ask yourself, are you ready for somebody to term you a bad person because you decided that one day, oh, you can't do it, oh, you can't help them, oh, it's getting too much, oh, they're asking for too much. One day you decide that, oh, I'm so sorry, I can't do this for you. Get ready for them to say, ah, you're a bad person, you're a wicked person, you're this, you're that. And it's just crazy because I'm like, damn, like, is this how life is? Because so many things that, like, your parents would do, like, for example, going to the market and pricing things down to an extreme extent. And you're just like, oh my god, this is wicked, this is bad. But then you now realize that somebody sold something that's fake for a price even more than the market price, or somebody bought something for like an amount, inflated it times 10, and they're selling it to your parents, and then you're like, oh, but just stop pricing it down. Think about them. Think about their families. But those people that you're thinking about, they are scamming you in broad daylight. They have inflated the price times 1 million. And it's so crazy because now, yeah, so we know the whole dollar to naira thing is crazy. It is crazy. But then it's increasing and then it gets to a point where it reduces, because right now it reduced, but then the prices just never reduce. And it's just like, we truly are our own enemies in this country. And you just have to have a soft spot at your own risk, because that's just the truth. Because sometimes, yeah, so like the whole point of increasing prices when, you know, the exchange rate increases is so that you don't make a loss, obviously. But some people will buy something at the price, you know, before the exchange rate increased, and then still sell it for the price as if they bought it after the exchange rate. And it's just like, we are really and truly our own enemies. That's just it. So if you want to have a soft spot, stay there. You're on your own. I don't recommend, I don't advise. Please do what you can to survive while still being a decent human being, but don't allow yourself to get swayed by people. And even the whole thing of like beggars, like if you give one, get ready to give 1,000, get ready to give the rest, get ready for people to jump into your car, get ready for people to break your window, get ready for people to do this, get ready for people to do that. Because yeah, you're being kind, yeah, you're being nice, yeah, they appreciate your gesture, but like some people are just not, have no social cues, and I don't blame them. Like, people on the street have many things to worry about than getting etiquette lessons, you know? So like, it's you that has to say, oh, you can't do this because this can go wrong, you can't do this because that can go wrong. And so it's up to you to make that choice on what you want to do, because at the end of the day, nobody can force you to do something that you do not want to do. But sometimes when you start, it's hard for you to end it because you've already started. That's the thing about this country, and maybe other places, but I'm speaking more Nigeria, please, because that's where I live, that's where I see every day. Once you start, it's hard for you to stop without you being a villain. And you know, it's just crazy. It's crazy because many people will scam you. You think that you're helping somebody, they are scamming you. You think that, oh, you're breaking your back to just help somebody, they are scamming you in broad daylight. And you know, especially when it comes to kids, like obviously sympathy for kids is very different, especially when it comes to me. I do sympathize with adults sometimes, but when it comes to kids, it's just like, oh my God, this is not a situation that you could have put yourself in, and you just feel so bad for the kids. You want to help them, you want to do this, you want to take care of them, yada yada yada. But let me tell you, kids are sent to do the worst of the worst crimes, and that's just it. And you just would rather be safe than sorry. Because let me tell you this, yes, you may feel bad, yes, you may feel like, oh, you can help this person, but you did not put them in that situation. It's not your responsibility. It's a kind thing for you to want to do that. Kind thing for you to want to help. It's an amazing thing. I'm proud of you. God bless you. Your reward is in heaven. All the things that they say. But let me tell you, you did not put them in that situation. So you putting yourself at risk to help somebody. Yes, you may think it's selfless. Yes, you may think, oh, that's what God wants you to do. But when you're in trouble, And it's like, oh yeah, you're obviously going to find a way out of the trouble, but it's like, why did you even put yourself in that situation in the first place? You know, like, yes, you may find a way out of it, but like, why were you there in the first place? So it's like, better safe than sorry. And many things could just go wrong. Like, you could just see somebody on the street, they need accommodation, and you're like, oh my God, but like, they're really struggling, let me just help them. They would just kill you. They will just end your life because you wanted to be nice. Or like, you know, you're trying to be helpful, trying to give somebody a ride, they can just kill you. So it's like, it's kind of like your parents when you were younger, like they would be like, oh no, do not do this for this person. Do not, even if the person is in need, do not do this, do not do that. I'm not even speaking about it from a superstitious point of view. Like, I'm not even caring about that, to be very honest. I'm not super into any of that, to be honest. But they were right. And even if you were thinking, oh, your parents are so mean, like, why don't they want you to help this person? Oh, they were right. Because things that I see nowadays is like, oh, like, damn, I get it now. I get what my parents were saying when they said not to do this and not to do that. Because I didn't want to listen. I wanted to be kind. I thought they were being mean. I thought my parents were being mean. I thought my aunties were being mean for saying, oh, no, you can't give this person on the street. Yes, you may have money enough to give them. Yes, you may have food to give them. But no, no. Man, oh, in this country, you just have to be wise. You just have to dead that kind self sometimes and just be more logical. Like, just be thinking with your head most of the time. Cause, you know, some things you can just think, oh, how can this even go wrong? How can me giving food to somebody on the street go wrong? But you know, people in this country just know how to take advantage of nice things. Just imagine I decide to give somebody a ride today, and tomorrow they're like, oh, you've given me the ride the first time. Please again, they're doing again. And now you're a bad person. The one day you decide, oh no, please, my car is full. Or maybe you just don't want to give them a ride. You don't even have to have an excuse. That's the thing. You don't have to have an excuse ever. And yeah, like, just be wise, honestly. Try to think very logically. I get you want to be a kind person. I get it. I get that helping somebody does not take anything from you. But please, I'm begging you with everything in me, think wisely before you put yourself into trouble. Ask yourself what's the worst that can happen and think of the worst that can actually happen before you do something. But that's basically my rant. That's basically it. This episode is really short, but as long as I got my point across, I am fine. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Make sure you tell me what you think about the topic. Tell me your experiences trying to be a good person in this country, and it just turned around. Oh my goodness, even the whole thing of, like, you see an accident, you want to be helpful, suddenly you have put yourself in trouble. You have now put yourself in trouble, and you may think, oh, well, but at least I'm a kind person. Please call the police. Call somebody that's going to help. Do not put yourself into trouble, because for you to leave that mess is going to be a bigger problem for you. And then now you're like, why was I even kind? And now you're in your villain era. And it's just a whole mess. So tell me what you think. Tell me if you've had any experiences. And I will talk to you guys very soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure you rate the podcast, leave a review, follow the podcast wherever you listen, and check out the Instagram at The Zoraya Effect Pod. New episodes every Sunday, and I'll talk to you soon.